Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit. Vanderbilt in action with men's basketball tonight against Illinois Chicago. 6 o'clock pregame here on the Zone. Joe, what's going on?
Well, good morning. I'll be curious to see how these guys react after the trip to Mexico. You know, to go down and have success, but it is, you know, a pretty lengthy travel and fly back early on Monday. So really only one day of preparation for Illinois-Chicago, and be curious to see if there's any jet lag or any issues that come after that trip.
Illinois-Chicago is an interesting program because it's coached by Jimmy Collins and his number one assistant, Mark Coombs, who's an old friend of mine, coached the Division II school, in fact, in Evansville. And really, I really thought that he was going to go on to a great career as a head coach, had a lot of success at the JUCO level at Wabash Valley. But this is really part of Lou Henson's staff at the University of Illinois. And Jimmy Collins has had a decent amount of success there.
Sure has. Collins was at Illinois, I guess, 13 years, up until 96, until he took the job at UIC. And they kind of have become a team that has a reputation for knocking off big schools. You know, they've won a lot of big-name games over the recent years, and you look at their record this year, they're 3-2. They lost at Bradley by 6. They lost to DePaul at home by 4. They've got a nice win over Northern Iowa, who's always good. They've got a nice win over Central Michigan, who's always a solid program. So this will be a challenge for Vanderbilt in a number of ways. One of their top players, their leading players, is a 7-foot center in Scott Vandermeer. He's averaging 13.8 rebounds a game. They've got some size. They've got a couple of 6'8", 6'9", 240-pound players, so they've got a little bit of beef inside. They don't play very deep. They play about 11 guys, but really only play about 5 or 6 of them for double-digit minutes. So we'll see how that factors in. The good news for Vanderbilt, they'll have a couple of guys back. Festus Ezeli back. Steve Chingang should be back. His ineligibility suspension should be over. So Kevin Stallings will be really happy to have those guys. Although, guys like Charles Hinkle really stepped up and played well in Cancun and probably earned some more playing time for themselves.
As far as women's basketball, a victory last night?
Another solid win. They beat Radford 78-41. You know, it's a kind of game they should win, and they did what they needed to do. They dominate on the boards 44-22. You know, they outscore teams at the free throw line. They shoot almost 50% for the game and hold the opponent to 32%. So, you know, that's a pretty good recipe for success. So 7-1 now on the season as three players in double figures. Jessica Mooney led everybody with 16. So they just, you know, kind of keep methodically playing along.
Joe, it's interesting how they're going to try to, you know, map out this whole bowl solution because, you know, you don't really want a hometown team, you know, playing at home, but that's going to happen with Georgia Tech and the Chick-fil-A. And according to Tony Barnhart, you know, the SEC, you know, Kentucky apparently would prefer to go, you know, somewhere else other than Nashville, you know, because they've just been here so often.
Right.
But he thinks that you guys are going to end up in the Liberty Bowl against the winner of the Tulsa-East Carolina game, and that Kentucky is going to be here for the Music City Bowl against the BC-Virginia Tech ACC Championship game losers. So interesting to see where everybody else may fall.
Yeah, it is. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, obviously if Kentucky comes here, I believe it would be their third straight year to come to Nashville. And, you know, I know that they probably would like to go somewhere else. I'm sure the Music City Bowl would like to bring in another team. You know, from the standpoint of having a Vanderbilt in the Music City Bowl, we've talked about the impact of having a local team in a local bowl, and that's not the ideal situation. You know, I even wondered if there might be some discussions, you know, since the SEC is two bowls short in terms of the number of teams they can provide for the bowl tie-ins, that there might be some discussions about giving a bowl a waiver, you know, and saying, you know, this, I know you're supposed to take an SEC team and you're in line to take one, but maybe we give you a waiver, let you pick an at-large team that makes more sense to bring here, and then send an SEC team down to one of those other SEC tie-in bowls that doesn't have one right now. I don't think that's going to happen, but hopefully they'll get it worked out where everybody will be happy.
Joe, thanks as always.
Okay, guys, see you later.